This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Xiaoning. It is 9:16 a.m. and we're also going to take a look at growth opportunities that Malaysian firms can tap into in the region. According to Standard Chartered Bank, mid-sized companies will have to play a more significant role. It will have to play a more significant role in realizing ASEAN's future growth ambitions. It said that mid-sized firms will act as key suppliers to establish global brands, but will also be competing for access to end consumers. However, in order for Malaysian companies to tap into this market, they'll need to embrace new growth strategies in order to remain competitive. Now, to get more insight into the report, we speak to Jitin Arora, Global Head of Commercial Banking of Standard Chartered. First off, Jitin, how big is the ASEAN economy? What should companies be paying attention to?
ASEAN as an economy continues to be a growth story built on a robust platform from the global financial crisis. The regional GDP grows to 2.89 trillion. In 2018, making it the fifth largest economy in the world, and an expanded middle class, which will reach 65% of the population by 2030, as well as it is the third largest rate of spending on consumer goods in 2017. An expanding workforce is the third largest in the world by 2030, currently adding 60 million people to its workforce by that time frame. At the same time, they need to adapt and prepare themselves for these opportunities. There are certain challenges and disruptions from internal forces. Example, productivity, which still is lower as compared to global averages in 2017, exacerbated by the fact that there's a rise in the wage levels of the workforce in ASEAN. And the consumer demand and corporate supply chains, which are actually evolving as we speak, as well as external areas of disruption, predominantly uncertainties in the global trade, down to trade tensions, and a volatile exchange rate. What this means is that the mid-sized companies need to consider new growth strategies, enable to compete locally, and also expand into an ASEAN.
So what are the opportunities for mid-sized companies in ASEAN?
Some of the key growth sectors that we have identified in our report are around manufacturing, retail and consumer, and infrastructure, which are all growing areas of the need in these economies. Now, mid-corporates, specifically in Malaysia, there are approximately 10,000 mid-corporates in Malaysia. And despite being just 1% of all Malaysian firms, they collectively contribute about 30% of the country's GDP and employ over 22% of the workforce. So they are really putting their weight behind the economy to a large extent. What they need to do is they need to adapt business models by enabling a more digitized journey and establish new partnerships so that they can expand into fresh regional markets to trigger the next phase of growth. Now, some of the key enablers that support these new strategies are in areas of talent, culture, technology, and capital management.
And Jitin, what are some of the key challenges faced by these mid-caps if they want to expand into ASEAN?
The challenging business landscape is because the entire space will become more competitive. There will be a huge need for productivity improvement and establishing relevance to their consumers and end clients through a well-defined value proposition. So three strategies that we think are going to be very important for mid-corporates to adapt to, which is going to be their challenge, and to a large extent will define how well they succeed in their ambition, is going to be around smart operations. So are they able to leverage new technologies such as industrial Internet of Things, blockchain-enabled contracts that can help improve productivity, optimize supply chain, enable more efficient project execution? A digital go-to-market, which is around solutions including micro-segmentation, augmented reality, geo-targeting, making sure that the touch points across the customer journey are all targeted and personalized, and expanding into newer markets with new sources of revenues, delivery of products to newer market segments, and gaining access into a much larger supplier or client pool as the excess markets in ASEAN.
And what about the opportunities and challenges related to the manufacturing industry? I mean, especially given that it is a huge industry here for Malaysia.
The mid-corporates who are established production centers need to move from being resource-heavy, low-tech manufacturing into more value-added segments, which is focusing on three things: high-tech manufacturing, which can generate absolutely new opportunities, margin pressures, which will require productivity improvement, and market dynamics, which will require for supply chain optimization, because manufacturing is all about making sure your products go through a distribution channel, which is very optimal. So strategies for the growth is going to be around upgrading technologies to improve flow productivity and company profitability, building integrated supply chain networks, developing smarter supply chains connected in the real time with all participants through new technology solutions such as IoT-enabled analytics, and expanding overseas into new geographies within ASEAN to benefit from the favorable policy incentives, lower production costs, and moving closer to their much larger customer base.
Jitin, another big sector here is retail and consumer. But how can mid-sized companies take advantage of the size and width of ASEAN?
The biggest disruption is the rise of the digital channels. The growth in digital buying has gone up by almost 50% as compared to its earlier years, which is the new way of a customer experience that mid-corporates will have to get used to. In addition, intensifying competition, because even the multinational corporates who are in the retail and the consumer side are eyeing the consumer base in ASEAN, especially Malaysia, and then the changing demand from the customer engagement, which are looking at their entire experience to be digital and to some extent real life, because what they want to do is to be able to not go to a store to touch and feel a product, but actually get the experience online and be able to fulfill their buying online to a large extent.
Thanks so much, Jitin. That was Jitin Arora, Global Head Commercial Banking at Standard Chartered, talking to us about their report titled ASEAN, a Region Facing Disruption, Capturing Growth Opportunities in ASEAN. All right, and stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.